I've never caught up in the numbers, and it really doesn't matter. I mean, you want to go win. You know, we want to go find a way, as Coach said. We won 11 last year. You know, you want to win more than that. So we need to continue to find a way to be more balanced.
When you talk with me or anybody about Teddy Bridgewater, the word you always use, the words are the process.
Teddy looks like he's throwing the ball firmer to me. He looks stronger. Like.
Crisper.
Yeah, crisper.
You know, that it's a process to get a quarterback from rookie to good, from good to great, from great to elite, like a guy who used to coach in Troy Aikman. Now, off this training camp, what are you admiring about Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy has been unbelievably consistent through this camp, through the first part of it. The things we've worked on, I think he's doing better.
That's a good throw there. Good throw there. Looked like a real quarterback. Attaboy. 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 He's throwing it today.
I think he's been a pretty good deep ball thrower all along. We worked on some little things to help him. Some of being a good deep ball thrower has to do with protection and the receivers and how they go about doing things. So I think we're throwing the ball up the field better than we have.
You've always liked wide receiver Charles Johnson, haven't you?
Johnson, who's 6'2", a big-bodied receiver, lost his starting job when he got hurt to Diggs, who came on, makes the catch!
Big catch, big-time catch.
Charles is a good player. You know, Charles had some bad luck last year with the injury and tried to play hurt, and that was a little bit of struggle. And then we were fortunate to find Diggs and have Diggs go play the way he did. But that's part of this league. And, you know, you can't let that affect you and you can't let that define you. And Charles has come back and had a really nice camp.
Norv, in what ways do you most expect Alex Boone to help your offensive line?
Well, I think that the number one way he's going to help us, and I'd say this about any new guy that comes to a position, he's going to play his position at a high level, because that's the most important thing. If you don't do that, there's nothing else that matters. Now, if he does that, plays at a high level, then he brings a great leadership to that group, and he brings a lot of energy to that group, and it's already shown up, and he's playing at a high level.
At this stage of his career, how is Adrian Peterson getting along?
Adrian is one of the amazing guys I've been around, because he comes out here and he's got just great feet. He can jump through a hole. He can run. He looks every bit as fast as he ever. He looks faster. He looks quicker to me. Maybe that's just you forget how he is when he's fresh. But he's still our best player on offense. We need him to be the focal point of our offense. We need to create more balance around him. And then, like I would say, you know, every game, every one of the 16 games presents different problems. So we have to, if a team's going to load up and try to stop Adrian, and they can, then we have to be able to throw it. And, you know, if we throw it well enough, it's going to open up things for the run.
What do you look to get accomplished in the first preseason game?
I always say this about the first game. You want to go in there and you want to function like you know what you're doing. You don't want to have false starts. You don't want to have delay game penalties. You don't want to have 12 men on the field. You want to start the process of functioning like you're going to function on opening day. And then some of the guys are limited in their number of snaps, so you want them to go out and, you know, play at a high level. But to me, it's after the starters come out, it's you're trying to decide who your next group is, your 53-man roster, and everyone wants to pick that team way too early. That's why you play four preseason games. And every year, every single year I've been in this, someone steps up in the preseason games and plays at a high level, and someone in May says, well, they can't make the team, and all of a sudden in September, they're on your team.
A rookie receiver, Laquon Treadwell, what are you liking about his game at this stage?
I really love his catch radius. A couple of balls that were thrown way out of his a normal person's catch zone. He jumped up and went and got the ball. You know, he's big, strong. He's got really good feet. He's feeling his way a little bit now. It's a big process learning it, but I think he's off to a good start.
I like that. Give me some.
Give me some.
It's dun, 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 dun.
What can you already tell is better about Stephon Diggs now compared to last year?
Confidence, and that's crazy because he's a real confident guy, but there's two different kinds of confidence to me. Confidence in yourself and confidence that you know what you're doing.
He fires deep. Diggs open!
caught.
What a catch.
He left his feet for a
what
touchdown.
What a catch.
Diggs went out and got it. Named the rookie of the week, and it has been confirmed, a touchdown for a guy that teammates call a swaggering playmaker.
He's got a lot of confidence in the system and knowing what he's doing and knowing how to do it. He's worked really hard through the offseason to be able to play multiple positions. So, you know, I just like the way he's going about his job.
What do you like most overall about your offense?
I think we have a chance to be a better pass protection team. And everyone who wants more balance, you can't do that if you can't protect the quarterback. And, you know, you and I have talked a number of times. There's a lot of times we had opportunities to bank big plays in the passing game, and it broke down because mostly because of protection. We are, to me right now, we're way ahead of where we've been since I've been here. And if we can protect the quarterback and continue to run the ball the way we have, that's how you create balance.